Patient's name is Robert Heflin. First name R-O-B-E-R-T. Last name H-E-F-L-I-N. Date of birth is 7/5/1953. Date of service is 4/28/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. The 68-year-old male presents to the clinic complaining of a possible kidney infection. He states that for the past month, he has been having some incontinence issues, unable to hold his urine whenever he needs to go to the restroom, can't make it to the restroom without urinating on himself. He urinates in the bed at night. Also states that he was diagnosed with an inflammatory or degenerative muscle disease and hasn't had that evaluated in quite some time. He's allergic to penicillin. Current medication denies medical history, diabetes, loss of hearing, and that degenerative muscle disease, surgical history, hernia, social history, denies drugs, DTOH or smoke, ROS, DHBI, vital signs, blood pressure 129 over 87, heart rate 67, respiratory 18, temp 98.1, O2 97, and we were unable to verify a weight as he is wheelchair bound. Assessment, physical exam, general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, he is wheelchair-bound, H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes, moist pupils, pearl neck, negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sound times 4, back, he does have point tenderness to his lower lumbar spine, worse with movement and twisting. Neuro, he's alert and oriented, unable to ambulate as he states he is imbalanced and he has lost muscle strength in his lower extremities. Skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number one, that urge incontinent. Number two, degenerative muscular disease. Patient did have a urine done in the office, which only shows 500 of glucose and a trace of blood. I do think patient's urge incontinence could be possibly related to enlarged prostate. So we are going to verify all of his labs today to see if he needs to be on any more medication, but I am going to begin him on Flomax 0.4 milligrams once daily. Because patients' diabetes levels are not known, we're going to refrain from giving him steroids at this time, but we will check his A1C to see if he has better control of his diabetes. He does admit to being started on Ozempic and took it for about a year, but it did cause intermittent diarrhea, and so he did stop it. Patient is currently not on anything for his diabetes. We will call patient when those labs return, and he was encouraged to follow up with the rheumatologist or the neurologist regarding his muscular issue. He does agree with this plan of care, and he was given an opportunity to ask questions. He has none at this time.